Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Renewable Fuels Association is continuing to ensure ethanol produced by Kentucky corn farmers has a place at the table in Washington, D.C. RFA Board Chairman Mick Henderson, who is the President and CEO of Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, says negotiations are ongoing to set a renewable fuel standard, RIN.
We're working feverishly to have a position in Washington that, well, President Trump wanted us to have a deal. He wanted a win-win for all sides. Well, when you have demand destruction as the ambition for one side and market opportunity for the other side, it's hard to get a win-win.
Henderson says he was recently involved in a meeting in Washington that involved ethanol producers and oil refiners who tend to be on opposite sides of the table.
Secretary Perdue met with a group of us and tried to find common ground, tried to find a place where the ethanol industry, the national corn growers and other advocating groups, including Renewable Fuels Association, we were there trying to find a common ground. And there was just demand destruction on the other side.
He adds the continued use of ethanol in American fuel is critical for corn farmers.
Corn and ethanol are joined at the hip. We are dependent on each other, ethanol being 40% of the corn market. We are an essential part of what the farmer intends to plant this year. And if you take away some of that market, he either has to suffer with a lower price of corn or plant something else.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Henderson says ethanol has become a critical part of the fuel supply.
We are an invaluable part of the gasoline sold in America. We're an oxygenate. We're an octane. We're a lower cost component in gasoline. We're made right here at home. We're an integral part of agriculture. So we have all the facts on our side to be an invaluable part of the fuel in America.
He notes the debate will continue until the fall elections.
We want to be competitive in the market and win it fairly. Well, when we know we're going to win anyway, maybe it's easy for us to say that. And the guy that knows that he's going to have market taken away, maybe it's hard for him to swallow.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. Reporting from Washington, I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.